The Iraqi government has postponed a conference designed to select a new National Assembly. Under pressure from the United Nations, the meeting was delayed for 2 weeks in the hopes of enticing a more diverse group of Iraqis to participate. The National Assembly will monitor the decisions of the interim government until national elections are held early next year. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Baghdad.
Everything was set. The participants were arriving in Baghdad. Security was beefed up, but the UN prevailed at the last minute, arguing the conference wasn't as representative as it might be, adding the majority of Iraqis still don't know what's going on. Dr. Fawad Masoom, the chairman of the preparatory committee, was clearly disappointed. He had insisted holding the conference as promised by the end of the month was essential for credibility, but the UN went over his head to the Iraqi president. The Shiite radical cleric Muqtada Sadr has refused to participate, as have key Sunni Muslim groups, including the Iraqi Islamic Party and the Muslim Clerics Association. On the streets of Adamiya, a Sunni neighborhood of Baghdad where there's residual sympathy for the past regime, there was skepticism the conference will ever be representative. 31-year-old Ali Medad shook his head as he helped shoppers pick out pens in a stationery store.
For sure, this is not inclusive. The conference will not be inclusive. For one reason is that when the occupation came to Iraq, they assigned people who we knew nothing about, people who came from outside.
A reference to exiled Iraqis who have had U.S. support in the past. In the absence of national elections, which won't happen until at least January, the conference was to be the next best thing, with local caucuses choosing representatives. It's been a complicated and confusing process with percentages for political parties, tribal leaders, and civic figures. But in several regions, the meetings dissolved in dissension. Dr. Hussein Sharistani, a scientist, former political prisoner, and respected independent, says the political parties who had the initial backing from the United States have managed to hijack the process.
It was the political parties who have conspired, if you like, in a way, to manipulate the process so that only people who are associated with them will be selected. The people that has been selected have not been able to win the respect of the general population.
In some cases, the caucuses just dissolve with local government committees handpicked by the U.S. making the decisions on who would be a delegate. An aide to leading Shiite cleric Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani had to calm his community at last Friday's prayers in order to avoid violent demonstrations. He basically said, "We agree these delegates don't represent the people. No one claims this will be a truly representative assembly," but he urged the Shia to concentrate on real elections in January. But Sharistani says people remain perplexed.
But then people were just, you know, going to the Sheikh and saying, "What guarantees do we have that the real elections will not be manipulated in the same way?"
It's not clear how 2 weeks will solve these doubts, and some accept this first stage will inevitably be flawed. Dr. Munawar Abdullah at Baghdad's Medical City is encouraged by the prospect of a conference to discuss the country's problems.
A country without democracy for 35 years, and then suddenly democracy comes out. I'll be happy to see 10% democracy.
Security concerns, as great as they are, have not been cited as a reason to postpone the conference. Iraq's president has asked that when the conference is indeed held, a senior UN representative, possibly Secretary General Kofi Annan himself, should be present to provide what legitimacy is otherwise lacking. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.